161 in the hymn book. 161. Standing on the promises.
If anyone wants to stand as we sing this, it would make sense, wouldn't it? Let's sing it. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect presence cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Number 161, verse 5. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Chorus once more. Standing. Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word, your faithful word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Next song as well, 162. Here are some exceeding great and precious promises. 162.
To consume and I
Let us be seated. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for your great love. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh Lord, we thank you that we can rest in you, rest in your love, rest in your goodness. Thank you that we know you. Thank you that today we can draw near to you. Thank you that we can present ourselves to you today. And thank you that we can stand on the promises of God. Oh Lord, we're not believing in something that is shaky. We have a firm foundation. And this day we want to just trust you with all of our hearts and all the time, and lean not to our own understanding, but pour out our hearts before you. We know that God is a refuge for us. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord, that we're here, and thank you that you're here, and thank you for this camp. We want to pray especially for our campers again today, that you'll bless all the campers in the cottage, that you'll bless all the campers in the village in Natick and Nonantum today. Bless them with your word, Lord. Bless them with your call. Bless them with the moving of your spirit that shines into their minds and opens their hearts, Lord. I pray that their hearts shall be open to you today. This is your work, so therefore we call upon you to do this, Lord. Open hearts to yourself, Lord, to your great love, to your wonderful call, Lord. We know you want to draw hearts today. You want to awaken in our hearts a response to you, a response of love to your great love. You want these children to start here and now to love you with all their hearts and to learn to live for you all of their days. So, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we have, and pray your rich blessing upon them and their counselors today. We pray for your hand of protection to be over them. Thank you for another beautiful morning like this, O God, and we pray that they shall enjoy today to the fullest. We want to pray for Sister Diane. I heard it was her birthday today. Also Sister Olga. So we just pray that you'll lay your hand upon these two, that you will just speak your word to their hearts today, Lord. Give them a refreshing and renewal today at the outset of a new year of walking with you and serving you. Thank you, Lord. Pour in a blessing. Touch their hearts, Lord. Fill with your spirit afresh and anew. This day we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Paul played Standing on the Promises, and I just couldn't wait to sing that. That's why I started a minute early, okay? But I knew you wouldn't mind. We're not counting you late if you came in after we were singing. We're all adults. So I just want to go back, though, to that song and mention the promises of God this morning for a moment. The Bible is full of promises. Does anybody know how many promises are in the Bible? I don't. Okay, I know. I've heard that there are 366 commands, fear not, in the Bible, one for each day of the year. But you have to multiply that a number of times to get to all the promises of God that are yes and amen in Jesus. So they're precious, exceeding great and precious, the Apostle Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1, God has given us exceeding great and precious promises, and there's a purpose for them, that we might become partakers of the divine nature. That means that we might have him. He gives us his word. Interesting, isn't it, that as he gives us his word, he gives us himself. That must mean it's a great and important thing to pay attention to God's word. And when you come across a promise, that's something very, very special, because God will always keep his word. His word cannot pass away. It cannot be negated. He is faithful. He's faithful to his word. So I then looked across the page and saw the other song, 162. But as we were singing 161, I was just noticing, look at these verses. Why, some of these verses have promises connected to the phrases that we're singing. I looked at them, and I was just on the third verse when that thought hit me. So I'm stuck on the third verse now. Standing on the promises, I now can see perfect, present cleansing in the blood for me. Okay, there's a promise that you find in God's word. I can see that there is perfect and present cleansing for me. And I thought of 1 John 1, where it says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. I think that all brings in the perfection, the completion of the cleansing. Perfect and present cleansing. If we confess our sins, ninth verse, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now there's a promise of God that we can stand on. In fact, it would be terrible to disbelieve that promise. It would really be blasphemy to disbelieve that. You know why? Because God is faithful to his word. He's faithful to the work of his Son. He has accepted it. He has accepted it as perfect. And he's faithful to the word of his promise. Both his work and his word, he's faithful to them. Therefore, he will do what he has said. And then the next part of that verse, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. I thought of John 8, where it says, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. We want to be true disciples, true servants of the Lord. We're talking about that this year, serving the Lord and following Jesus. So if we continue in his word, then we are indeed disciples, true disciples, the real thing. And we shall know the truth. That's what will happen if we continue to read his word, continue to meditate in his word. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. That's a wonderful promise. John 8, 31, 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Standing on the promises of God. So I started by saying, does anybody know how many promises there are in the Bible? I think it's hard to count them. Because then you start, you say, is this a promise? Well, it looks like a promise. Well, it could be seen as a promise or a command. It's both. But, you know, I heard someone told me this. Actually, it was my wife. She was listening to a sermon on the radio, I guess it was. And she heard this very well-known preacher from Atlanta, Charles Stanley, say, if someone asks me how many promises there are in the Bible, well, you think he would know, right? This is his answer. He said, people ask me how many promises there are in the Bible, and I say, enough. That's the answer, enough. And there are enough wonderful promises in the Bible to occupy our hearts and minds and faith and experience from now throughout our lives, throughout eternity. God's word will never pass away. Well, let's look over at this next song just for a moment. Look at the second verse. Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed. There's one of the great promises of the Bible. I am with you. Last night we mentioned, one of the verses we mentioned was from Psalm 46. The Lord of hosts is with us. You find this promise repeated in the Bible, why again and again, to the servants of the Lord, sometimes as individuals, sometimes as a group, I am with you, I am with you, I will help you, I am with you. So here you have, fear not, I am with you, be not dismayed, I am your God, I will still give thee aid, I'll strengthen thee, help thee, cause thee to stand, upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. And if someone were standing at the stand here at the pulpit in Pilgrim Camp on August 8th, 2012, in morning worship, and he were to say, what is that second verse of number 162? What passage of Scripture does that remind you of? What would you answer? How's that for a hypothetical? Well, let's bring it to reality. What would you answer? What does this verse seem like? There's a verse in the Bible that is so close to it. Anybody? It's the favorite promise of some people. I know at home, if I ask for promises, there's one brother who's going to mention this one. I'm almost sure of it. He opens the Bible and reads to us from, where does he read from? You don't know?
The Lord gave me a promise personally one time. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Okay, that's another time where he says that. He said that to Joshua, right? But where is this one? I think you probably do know when you hear the answer. Yes.
Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So that sounds pretty close.
That is, I'm sure. That's where George Keith Rippon or whatever, I'm sure that's the verse that he based that poem on. Yes, that stanza of the poem. Thank you, Isaiah 41:10. Well, Sister Mary Ann, you probably know which brother in our church would read that, but you don't have to tell me. Yes, it's Brother Ken Ott. I think that's his favorite promise, or the one he's pointed out to us when we come to promises. Isaiah 41, I'll strengthen you, I'll help you, I'll uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness, for I am with you. How about when through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. Where do we find that? Well, these promises are all in the same book of the Bible. So now, where do we find it? Isaiah, very good. Wow. Thank you. That's what I needed to hear. Isaiah. Wow, I can't wait till I go home and tell them. I'm always complaining that they're not responsive at home. I can't wait to tell them I found a group that was less responsive. Is that possible, Joanna? Yes, it's at the beginning of one of the chapters in Isaiah, right? That much we know. In the 40s, right? Who just said it?
43.
Chapter 43. Thank you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And then the next verse, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. That's our fourth verse of our song. The flames will not set you ablaze. They shall not kindle upon you. Well, I have another purpose for these waters and for the fire, God is saying here in this song to us. Not to drown us and not to burn us to a crisp, but rather to refine us and to show us that he can carry us, he can bear us through. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That's our God, and that's his word. and he is with us today. So we have these promises. They are enough in number and sufficient in power to bear us along as we put our trust in the Word of God. And as Brother Peter started us off already, perhaps you have a promise that is a blessing to you, something that's worth standing on. I invite you to share it. Brother Peter's was, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. You can also find that in the last chapter of Hebrews. Is that where you took it from?
Yes.
Where it is quoted from the Old Testament, I will never leave, I will never forsake. This is what, you know, it's interesting. It says, the Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we might say, so there's a response to the promise of God. We might say, I believe that, right? Well, what we say proves that we believe it. Here it is. So that we might say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. God is with me. There's nothing to fear. I will not fear what man can do to me. So thank you. That's a good one. Hebrews 13:5, right?